This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, involved, engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the poll. Lots happening up there as well. And this is pre-recorded. I've got a special thing going on later on today, and I'll share it with you when I come back. It's a secret. I'm not telling you yet. But head up to the website, realside.com. You can buy one of my coffee mugs. I'm telling you, coffee, tea, even water tastes better in one of our coffee mugs. And, today is making me nuts already. They can't stop. You know, Kavanaugh is taking his seat. They're still protesting. They're still protesting Trump. Right now, Nikki Haley has announced her resignation as ambassador to our ambassador to the United Nations. Fantastic. The woman's done a fantastic job. And that's funny. Why do we have to say the woman has done? You know, everything I'm reading about it, you know, she, the woman has done, as a forget that number. As a human being, as a person, as an American, Nikki has done a great job. Yeah, isn't that funny how we're not the ones that bring all the race and the genderism and the not? I'm so confused with the gender stuff. Anybody else confused with the gender stuff more than I am? Because it just depends on who you're talking to, where you can use gender, you can't use gender. It's confusing. Is there like a book? It has to be a book at this point. There's no way it's just a little pamphlet. It has to be a book telling us when to use gender, when we can, what we can't, what type of gender we can use, right? Male or female? Y or X? All right, I'm off on a tangent. Nikki Haley, though, she announced her resignation. She's not leaving till some people said the end of the year, but from what I'm reading, she's not leaving until January of 2019, which gives the president plenty of time. Now, she is seen in the Oval Office speaking with the president, who accepted her resignation. And you know what? She had nothing. She had nothing negative to say against, but they're all sure she's going to have a book that's going to come out and reveal all the nasties. Right? She said, "I'm not campaigning for the White House in 2020. No worries there." I don't think anybody was. I mean, can you imagine her? So what how about this? We do Trump, then we do Pence, and then we do Haley. Hey, they all want a woman president. Why not? You see what I mean? Not a problem. I think Pocahontas should run against her. What do you think? I mean, seriously, she could run against anybody. See, I would do her and Condoleezza Rice as VP. What do you think? You with me? Talk about screwing them up big time on the left. Is you got a female Sikh, you know, a different, I'll say, non-mainstream religion, if you would, because, you know, everything is Judeo-Christian. And then you'd have an African-American female as VP. What would they say against that? They'd have pretty much everything they wanted and no old white guys. It'd be their nightmare ticket, wouldn't it? Haley called her time at the UN a blessing, but offered no reason for leaving, other than to believe that government officials must know when it's time to step aside. I agree with her. And at the local level, at the federal level, at the state level, you know, there are people with better ideas than you, believe it or not. that can step in and do the right thing. All right, so Trump told reporters that Haley did an incredible job, and he did. He said she's a fantastic person. He said that she told him 6 months ago that she wanted to take a break, maybe at the end of the year. She said, and he went on to say, hopefully you'll come back in another capacity. So maybe she will take a small vacation, short time away, you know, spend it with her kid. I can see that. I can see where one would want to spend some time with their kids. She also praised the work of Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. And thank her for doing that, particularly Kushner's role in renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. She called Kushner a hidden genius. That's not what the left calls him, and I can't say it, it'll shut me off. Now, the U.S. is respected countries may not like what we do, but they do respect what we do. And I agree with that. You know, you don't always like your boss. You don't always like the people you work with. But if you're an honest person, sometimes you got to look at that person and go, you know what, I hate the way they go about this. But, man, they're getting it done. They're doing the job. The U.S. is strong again. Seriously. Our enemies know we will press the button when we say we're going to press the button. The red line is a solid line, not one that blows away in heavy wind. Some of you pay attention to what I'm talking about. Right? And our allies know, no matter what, we're behind them. Right? Israel especially. Think of where Israel is at today and where it was 3 years ago. Right? I mean, their officials would have to be pacing their offices wondering whether Mr. Obama would come to their rescue or not. What would he do? Because, you know, the Iranian agreement put America in a real bad spot, put the U.S. in a really bad spot, because it said that we would protect Iran against anyone that attacked. Did that mean we protected them against Israel? If Israel was defending itself? Because we've also agreed to protect Israel. That was wasn't that a great agreement? Wasn't that perfect? On why it's time to leave, Haley said that she's a believer in term limits and believes that it's good to rotate new government officials in from time to time. In her resignation letter, Haley also expressed this sentiment and again ruled out a 2020 run. She said, I expect to continue to speak out. I can't imagine. If you know her personality, you've heard her speak. Right? There's no way. She said, I'm going to speak out from time to time. No kidding. On important public policy matters. But I'll surely not be a candidate for any office in 2020. As a private citizen, I look forward to supporting your reelection as president, supporting the policies that will continue to move our great country forward. I mean, I don't know that job, but it had to be tough. Hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot more I'm sure you'll enjoy. No, really. Seriously. Get some coffee. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. We have a live, I keep calling it chat room, but my producer keeps saying, it's not a chat room, Joe, it's a feed. Okay, so we have a live feed on Facebook. You'll find smarter people in there than I am, and you can have a great conversation if you don't listen to me, but at least you can get together over this. You know, we do a lot of stories around here on education, and you know that I'm on a trustee on a school board here in Southern California. And even though I'm on a school board in Southern California, I'm always kind of making fun of the education system because we're doing the same thing that we've been doing for, you know, 150 plus years. It's the same way we teach, very little variation.
I will just say there's a certain group of society that likes that. They like the way it is. It's been the same for 150-plus years. Then there's another group of society that says, hey, you have to keep the kids in school like Joe Messina, who was bouncing all over the place. I had a great counselor at the time. I don't think the counselors were as bogged down as they are today. Grabbed me by the back of the head and said, Messina, you're obviously not going to college. Let's find something you can do. Brought me down to the shop, and I fell in love with everything. You had tools. We had power tools. That was great. That's what kept me in school. So I've become a big fan of what's been called, well, I don't know why they call it this, but what's been called the charter school movement, okay? It just has a weird sound to it, and people don't really know what a charter school is. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He is one of the founders of Learn for Life. He is a...
It's very cool.
Very cool.
To say, yeah.
It's a charter school system that's prevalent here in California, but also extends throughout the country, and we need to know what your kids don't have to be pigeonholed in a certain way of learning. We need to find out how to teach our kids, how to find their passion, how to help them stay in school and get educated. Jeff, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I'm so excited about the charter movement, and I've been involved in it now for, 15 years.
Yeah.
And of course, I started with just the idea that we would be able to reach out and help some students. It's grown really very large as far as California's concerned, and going throughout the nation, but people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, but let's give, we'll talk about this more as we go on, but let's give some credit here. There are a lot of charter schools that do it poorly and they die. And there are charter schools like yours that, you know, you're constantly looking for that niche. You're constantly looking for that kid. How do I reach that kid who won't come to school because? And you do a very good job at it. What is a charter school, by the way? People don't even know what a charter school is.
Well, that's like saying, well, what size bus do we have? Charter schools are a variety of different types of styles. There's what they call a comprehensive charter school, which is a seat-based school, very similar to what you're used to seeing for 150 years. But the difference in that is that it's an individual type of learning, and it's not teacher-student ratio is less. There's virtual learning where kids learn on watching a scope, you know, watching Skype and doing that work. There's homeschooling. But then our type of program is called personalized learning. And what this does is it reaches out to the students that are at risk, that really can't attend the public schools in a normal system for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's just maybe a young girl's pregnant or has a child, or a young man has to work to help his family, a young woman needs afraid to go to regular schools. So our program is designed to reach those people.
And maybe they're seeking a career. You know, we are in Southern California. There are places where people are having to work at a career as well, correct?
One of the most exciting programs that we have going in our programs is called CTE, Career Technical Education.
My favorite.
Well, the public schools are slowly trying to come back to that, but they're way below the curve. We've been working on this for quite some time now. We recognize that we can provide a diploma. We can give a kid a good education and get him a high school diploma. And then what? Realistically, are they all going to go to the university? I don't think so.
No. Hey, some people, you know, in my travels, when we talk about charter schools, people think that a charter school is a private school. It is not a private school, is it?
No, it's a public school. There is no tuition. As a matter of fact, we reach out to get the students in and try to help them with every type of system that we can to enable them to have a career after they leave.
And again, I want to go back to make sure people understand. These are your public tax dollars going to this. This is the same thing as a public school. Virtually no difference between the two, except I would say in some of the schools I've stepped into when it comes to the charter school system, there is you do tailor the learning. You have the ability to tailor the learning to the kids that are coming to the school for that area. Right?
I'll give you an example. We call it personalized learning for a specific reason. When a student comes to us to enroll in our school, we do an assessment test. And in that assessment test, we find out what that student really needs. Are they behind in reading? Are they behind in math? Are they behind in the basic core subjects? Enable them to be able to learn. Now, I don't care what grade they think they're in. It's what they really are. Joe, I better tell you something. One of the sad things we find in California, we have so many students that come to us that are technically seniors, 16, 17 years old, going on 18 years old, reading at fourth and fifth grade level. Sad. So we program our programs to them. Here's what you need to do before you can move on.
Well, My youngest son, he's already told me this, and I'm saying this, he was in a different school district, but I remember him being in the sixth grade, stumbling through what I thought was a sixth grade reading level book. When I went to his counselor, he said that he was fine. He was right there at his grade level. He's at the lower end of it, but he's there at his grade level. For whatever reason, I walked out of the counseling office. I walked over to the school library, and I said, what grade level is this book? And she looked at it. She punched a couple things in on the computer. She said, fourth grade level.
Well, you know, we have a problem in I think throughout the United States in moving the kids through. It's just, you know, population growth and trying to get those kids through and say, I don't want to be told that I'm not educating. And frankly, I have empathy for the teacher in her classroom with 40 kids. And every 45 minutes in high school, they got to turn them over. How are you going to teach?
Yeah, and that is that 150-year system I'm talking about, where you go through five, six classes a day. You know, the kids got to grab books. You got to change between classes. And you're right, 45 minutes. What do you got, 10 minutes to take attendance, get the kids to sit down, get them settled in. You take another 10 minutes to go over their homework, right, from the night before, make sure they understood what they were talking about. So what do you really teach in a class like that, 11 minutes?
Well, what you teach is wait for the bell to ring so you can move to the next class. It's so hard. It's so hard for them. And I appreciate that they're giving an attempt at it. We have to change the system.
Well, and let's be clear. We're not beating up on the traditional public school, comprehensive school system. But there needs to be changes to it, changes that they can't make.
Do you know, young, bright people like you who sit in the front of the class and made that work for them really didn't have a problem in the schools. And obviously, a charter school is not for every student because it does take a certain amount of self-motivation, but it's done because the teachers are sitting with them and care for them. It's very important, Joe.
Yeah, I have dropped in on your system and a few others, and you watch some of the kids that go there. And some of the kids I've spoken with that actually go to a charter school will say, as you said earlier, I'm not comfortable in a regular charter school. I'm not comfortable doing A or B or C. And the fact that they can ask the teacher a question one-on-one, you know, it's a closer-knit education environment. They seem to enjoy that so much more. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about the oversight of a charter school. What kind of oversight do you go through in the different states? But we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that. I'm with Jeff Brown. He's the co-founder of Learn for Life Charter School System. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to learn something. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Florida Panhandle is bracing for what could be the most destructive hurricane to hit the area in decades. Michael is now a Category 3 hurricane. It's expected to get even stronger before it hits land sometime on Wednesday. Forecast calls for heavy rain and a storm surge of up to 13 feet from the western panhandle to the northwest part of the Florida Peninsula. Governor Rick Scott says the water will rapidly rise.
A foot of rain is expected in some parts of the panhandle, and that's going to come quick. Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida panhandle in decades. The storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Michael will also be blowing strong winds that could topple trees and throw debris around. President Trump has already approved a disaster declaration for the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can find out stations and times, and I always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you get the app, if you go to the website when you're at home, not driving in your car, and you get the app, you can actually call from the app. It's a no-brainer, seriously. Anyway, you know, we talk a lot about education on the show, and I was one of those kids that you had to have guards at the gate to keep me in, not to keep me from getting in. So I just saw no value in education. I couldn't stand sitting there all day long, and at the time they were still doing education the way they've been doing it for 100 years, but there are so many more options for your kids. And you need to understand that, again, not every child learns the same way. Not every child can sit in a classroom all day. Not every child can be in the same building. You know, I mean, I know they move from class to class to class. I grew up on the East Coast. The buildings were enclosed. It was disgusting because it would be beautiful outside, and we couldn't get outside. In California, we have the luxury of having the classrooms. The kids can move between buildings. Jeff Brown, co-founder of Learn for Life, is with me today, and they've got a large charter school system here in California and throughout the country, and I got to tell you something. What I've seen them do, and I'm sure he's not the only charter school group that is doing a great job, but they're the ones I'm familiar with. What we've seen them do, and I've seen them do with young men and women that can't end up in a comprehensive high school, is just phenomenal. I think it is anyway. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I really enjoy being able to discuss the charter school movement with you, Joe.
Well, I want to drive the point home. You don't have to. I'm not beating on teachers or educators as a whole. This is a system. This is a system that pigeonholes them into a certain way of doing things and doesn't allow them to be creative as they could be. You agree?
I agree, and I don't think that the system is allowing the teachers that we actually have in the regular system to be able to be as free as they'd like to be. A teacher comes into a program, a regular high school program or elementary school program or whatever, with great intention and really a desire to teach. And sometimes they're inhibited by some of the restrictions that are put on legislatively, which really has nothing to do with the education, and they should be able to move. Well, I live in a district, and you're very familiar with it, with a tremendously successful high school and elementary school program. And even with that, there are still students that need a personalized learning program.
Well, you know, it's funny because as this has flushed out over the years, and I've been doing more and more stories about it, until the charter school movement became popular or well-known or really to start getting some legs, it was one of the only government programs that was shoved down our throats that you had no choice. If you lived in this area and you were two blocks from this school, that's the school your child went to, even if they had a 70% dropout rate. And I was telling you during the break that there was a charter school. The thing that turned me on to this, or made me aware of it, was there was a charter school company that went into an L.A. Unified school. The parents finally took the school over and brought them in, and within 18 months, they flipped the graduation rate. You know what the kids said? The teachers cared, and the school was safe. I felt safe in school.
I'll give you an example of that, and that's really not our type of school, but there is a high school here in Southern California that was taken over by the parents. Just as a charter school, just as a basic charter school, to take the educational system into their own hands with the same teachers. They didn't fire teachers. With the same teachers, they went from a 52% graduation rate to a 90% graduation rate. Doesn't take a genius to figure out we need some space.
But Jeff, what you'll hear some people say is, yeah, but see, charter schools they don't have the same oversight that a regular school has. They don't have the same rules that a regular school has. That's why they can just graduate these kids and they do so well.
I would like that person or those group to sit down and take a look at what we have to do. We are so transparent. The oversight is not only state, county, but the districts that we work in have to be able to see what we're doing. Our requirements are as high or higher than the regular school system in order for us to perform. So our students have an opportunity because of the one-to-one student-teacher relationship. Otherwise, the education and the standards are the same. They're the same, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree. And the other thing is, I'm not stuck in your class 8 hours a day, right? I mean, whether, you know, some kids can pick up really well in an hour or two. I was one of those kids in a lecture hall, didn't have to take notes, but I could regurgitate the whole thing to you. I had other buddies of mine that would walk out of the lecture hall with 8 pages of notes, and they still couldn't remember anything that was said. So we all learn a little differently. Your kids aren't stuck in a classroom 8 hours a day, right?
No, they're not. The requirements of an independent study program, we call it personalized learning in Southern California, but throughout the nation they're getting more and more aware of an independent study program where the student doesn't have to sit in a class for 6 hours a day and getting bored. And that happens.
Yeah.
Now, there are students that need the 6 hours a day, and that's great. And if they're doing that, it's fine. But let's reach what the student needs and excite them so they want to come back and take their time.
The one of the areas, you brought it up, and you know it's the only reason I even ran for school board, because I saw it going away, was career tech education. In our day, when we used when a tablet was actually a slate and a chisel, when they called it industrial arts for you older guys like myself out there. And it was one of the things that kept me in school. We were doing away with that. Public education was doing away with that as a whole. You'd have to go find a trade school somewhere. But you've got to find a passion of these kids young, and your charter system has actually gone down that road of firing up some career tech ed programs, correct?
Oh, we have so many right now, and we're constantly growing with them. We have, actually, we purchased a print shop so that the students could learn to work in retail portion of it, the actual printing portion of it, distribution portion of it. We have a Cisco program with, as far as computers, where the kid takes the computer, takes it apart, puts it back together, and gets a certification. That student could leave high school with a certification and get a $35,000 a year job walking out of high school. We also are working with internships with various businesses throughout the community to get these students to understand, I want to be a beautician. Really? Well, let's work there for 6 weeks and see if we really want to cut here. But we're giving opportunity, and the kids need that. Joe, 17% of our kids are going to go to the university. 17%. Now, it'd be nice and no child left behind and we can all go there. But then what? Who's going to take care of all the other trades that we need to be taken care of? So we try to find out what that student's interested in, what they're excited for, and give them an opportunity to try it.
And the kids coming into that program, you know, I'm gonna hang on this for a second because, you know, I love this stuff. The kids that come in on that program, can you actually see the change in their attitude towards being at school, towards learning, towards education as a whole?
Yeah, we were talking about the student that is required to come to school and sit 6 hours a day, and then they have to do this and that. Well, when I get kids excited in these programs, I can't get them out of the school. So it's a whole different program.
Well, you know what's really funny is, again, when I went to school, what they did to me, my guidance counselor, a very smart guy, he gave me English, math, and science for my first three classes. And then I had, now, 3 hours of school, but I had another 3 hours where? In the shop classes.
Right.
And that's why I came. If I came late, he wouldn't let me go to my shop class. So guess what I was always on time for was my English class first thing in the morning.
We have a system in California where you have to have a certain amount of credits in order to graduate. And it could be anywhere from 140, depending on the circumstances, to 215. The problem with that is you have two types of credits. You have what they call core subjects, which are what you just said, mm-hmm. your old reading, writing, arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have electives. Now, electives are a thing that you get a credit for, but you may not have learned anything. We strive that if you're going to be in our program, as far as your career tech, you better have your core subjects down too.
Yeah. So, and that's what I want people to understand is that, again, this might be an alternative learning style, but it's not.
It's called learning.
Yeah. but it's not a substandard learning. I want people to understand that because, you know, I believe in you, and I know you do too. We believe in a public education system. The problem is, again, you have to have different styles for different kids.
You know, Joe, you mentioned earlier that all charter schools aren't that good. There are other ones that are not that good. We know that. We try to police ourselves. By the same token, there are a tremendous amount of great public education schools that are functioning well. It's the ones that aren't that we need to help. And we're not their competitors.
No.
We should be their partners.
No, I've noticed that about a few of you that I've spoken with. You don't see yourself as competitors.
No, we're partners. We're reaching out to help out.
Yeah. All right. So when we come back from the break, though, what I want to hit on is, and I'm not beating on the NAACP, but it's quite interesting. And again, I've been working on education for the show now. The show's 8 years old, but we really got heavy in education 5 or 6 years ago, and bring people in that are part of these groups, part of these cities, part of these towns. Interestingly enough, the NAACP is trying to squelch the charter school movement. I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break. People need to know about it, and they need to know where they're getting their numbers and information. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to hear this. If you have, well, if you don't have children, you have grandchildren, you need to hear this. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, I don't think you can make music like that anymore. Isn't that, don't they call that misogynistic or something? I mean, calling a woman a brick house? Seriously. Anyway, I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking education on the show today, or on this particular segment. And, you know, again, every kid is a little different. We all know that. I have 4 children, and you would never know they were from the same parents. They're so different. They learn differently. They act differently. They react differently. And we had to find different ways to get them excited about education. I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He's one of the co-founders for Learn for Life, and it's a charter school program, a charter school group that very, very prevalent here in California, but also across the country as well. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe.
You know, one of the reasons I reached out to you again was the NAACP is looking for a moratorium on charter schools across the country, not just in certain areas, but across the country. I'll say this because I don't mind doing it. I'm livid at what I see happening across this country when, you know, Washington, D.C. at one time had more charter schools than public schools, and they were doing great. They had actually flipped the dropout rate, and the kids felt safe, and they loved it. And the parents were up in arms because when a new administration came in, they cut out that whole system. Made absolutely no sense. We see the same thing happening in Chicago. They've got some of the worst graduation rates in Chicago. They have some of the highest paid teachers. So from Joe Messina to the public, let me tell you what. You telling me that money makes a difference, that we need to spend more money in our education systems, that is just flat out wrong. If you look at what's being spent in some areas, horrendous amounts of money, and they've got some of the worst education programs around. What the NAACP is fighting is exactly the program that's helping people in their areas, in their group that they've been fighting for years. Why would they do that?
Joe, let's put it this way. I'm very disappointed in the position that the NAACP has taken because 85% of the students that attend our school are minority students. African-American students, Hispanic students are in our school. 85%. The group that actually is getting the best results from what we do are the communities that really are the NAACP folks. So I would like to take this opportunity to invite the NCAA folks to come visit their local charter school. Not what you see on some report that you got from people who are anti-charter, but come visit. Walk into our charter schools. You don't even need to have an appointment. Come on down. Walk in any charter school in the United States of America. Walk in, meet them, and then tell me that this is not a good program. Folks, you don't understand it.
Yeah, no, they don't.
If I'm getting a little upset, that's okay, Joe.
Well, you and I have the same passion for these kind of things, and we grew up kind of in the same way and what have you. And a lot of kids in my neighborhood didn't finish school. You know, they had to go to work for mom and dad. There was no alternative for them. These kids belonged to families who just came over from Italy. Parents barely spoke English, but they had a small store or a small business. There was no way for them to learn. And some of these kids went back afterward. If they had had a charter school type of program that they could have gone to, those kids could have gone educated while helping out their parents. And we were in the north end of Boston in the 70s was referred to as the Bangladesh of the United States. We had more people per square mile than any place else in the country. Very poor. I would have loved to have had that program then.
I'm going to tell you a little quick story about the charter movement and how it happened to us. I started 15 years ago with just a thought. There were 9 of us and 50 students. 15 years later, I have 30,000 students that we are serving now. And the majority of our students are in the lower income areas. I would ask the NCAA folks to come down to South Central Los Angeles, to Watts, to the areas that we are serving diligently, and watch those kids fight gang lines to come to our schools. So, come on, guys. Get serious. This is a good program.
Well, and that school in L.A. that I was specifically talking about, the parents and the students, if you want to draw a common thread through that interview at the time, every one of them said, we feel safe. We're coming to school because we feel safe now.
We sent out a survey to our parents and our students to fill out why did they come to school, what do they feel about, and what do you love your teacher, and all that sort of good stuff. But number one was safety. Number one. That's amazing.
And I don't know. It's to me, when it comes to our kids, we give more time, I'll say, to social issues than hunkering down and giving our kids the basic. You know, we're screaming about jobs. We're screaming about what people are getting paid. You know, we're screaming about all these things that come all the way back to education. And then we joked about it in the beginning, but reading, writing, arithmetic. How about we get our kids understanding, you know, how to add, how to subtract, what it means to show up to work, like your career tech ed program. Let's just go back to the printing thing. They've got to do estimates, right? They've got to lay out a plan. They've got to logically think it through as to how they've got to get it done. They've got to order supplies. All those things also help you in daily life. We don't do that in school anymore.
I had a really sad experience yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went into one of the little local stores to buy something, and the gal told me that it was $1.77 was my change. So I gave her 2 cents. And I said, she said, well, what do I do? I said, you give me $1.75. Now, I felt so bad for this young girl. She was trying to work. She was trying to have a job. She worked in a little, it was one of those 99-cent style stores. She couldn't make the difference between, when I gave her the 2 cents, it confused her. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to accept that. And I think anyone out there listening, make sure that your student is in school. Make sure that they're learning and make sure that they work. And if they're not, get a hold of your charter school and let them work with you.
So, Jeff, in this system or the charter school system, as we've been talking about, independent study. Some kids only in California. You were telling me they're only required to show up one day a month, but you don't use that.
Even I don't believe that the student can learn one day. No, when we started the program, we recognized that was really based on a home study program where they had a mentor of each of the kids and the parents were the teachers. So we set up a program where the student had to come more than once a week. And then we, as I said earlier, we find out that as the kids get more and more excited about it, they're coming and they're staying. Incidentally, we are really getting very involved in sports now, too. We're putting sports programs back so that the kids have that physical opportunity and the communication. Remember, they're coming by themselves, so they're dedicated. And you're going to find that these kids are not losers. They're strong.
Oh, no. I've spoken to some of those kids. I know where they're at now. This is almost like you called it independent study, but for some people who are very pro homeschool, but they really don't feel like they have the ability to homeschool, or they don't really understand how to homeschool, this could be, or it can be used as a hybrid type of system where they can homeschool their kids to a certain degree and bring them into the charter school system, right?
Actually, that's true. We deal with a lot of homeschool people, and it's, I could homeschool up to about fifth grade, and then I wouldn't be able to teach my student and my son or daughter anything. But so these are available, and they can bring the student in, and the student can learn. But more than that, it gives that parent a way to learn how to teach their kids, and we have programs for that. When that student reaches junior high school level, homeschooling is not really there. They need a place to go, and they can go back to the comprehensive school, but that's a shock to them.
Yeah, you went by that for me too fast. See, people have to understand too. So if you feel like your kid's falling behind, I would have rather given you the money. But when my son got behind, we talked about where he was at with his grade reading level. I brought him to a learning system. It cost me $13,000 to get my son where he. And I'll tell you what, the school couldn't figure out he couldn't read. I figured out he couldn't read, okay? And once I got his reading stuff taken care of, guess what went away? His behavioral issues went away.
We talk about reading and math as the two critical areas. Well, if you, they might be really good at math, but if you can't read the question, you don't know how to do the answer. So, no, reading is extremely important. The student wants it. You know, we have a term that they use, at risk. Now, when you hear at risk, what do you think? You really think of a gangbanger? You think about it? No, they're at risk of not graduating high school. So I like to change that. Folks out there, let's call it at need. Let's give these kids what they need.
And that's the other thing, too. If your child is going to high school or junior high school, and they're just a little behind on credits or having a hard time catching up or doing whatever, the charter school is a great opportunity for them to jump in there for a year or however long, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's why I talked about earlier about we're going to cooperate. We're your partner. So a student could come to us for a year, 2 years, go back to their regular school, graduate with their peers, catch up on what they need to do, and we encourage that. If you really want to, our statistics, 85% of our students graduate. But not all from just us. 54% graduate from us, 30%, 31% go back to their regular school to graduate, and the others, unfortunately, just don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We have that in the regular comprehensive public school system. Look, even if you don't know whether you're near a school like Learn for Life, you want to head out on the website. That's Learn for, the number 4. Let's not be stupid here. Learn4life.org or 877-360-LEARN, 877-360-LEARN. Come on, learn. I have to tell you to spell that.
You could come to our school, Joe.
Yeah, and learn how to spell it. I think that would be great. But even if they don't have a school near you, maybe they can help you find a school. Jeff, you know, I'm in education. I appreciate what you guys do. I actually appreciate what most charter school systems do for the kids because you need an alternative learning way. So thanks for being with me today. Very much appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. There's a lot more tomfoolery after the break.